Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 456. 456 of the Story Hacker podcast. I hope you're well. I hope you're having fun. I'm feeling very relaxed. I've had a fairly intense few days preparing for a presentation, which I gave this morning, and presentation went well. I'm happy. Client's happy, more importantly. And although I've got plenty of work to be getting on with, and I will be doing that tomorrow, this afternoon, I'm recording this at 1:15 in the afternoon. This afternoon, my plan is to sit and read. And one of the things that is interesting about this presentation I've been working on is when I stop and look and think about the kind of the range of ideas or the range of disciplines, the range of genres, you might say, in this presentation, it's extremely wide. You know, it's not just about storytelling. There's biology, there's psychology, there's neuroscience, there's evolution, there's lean manufacturing, you know, there's copywriting, there's all these things. And we've talked before on this podcast about the value of sort of filling yourself with ideas and composting so you can think your own thoughts. And I think I mentioned last week I read a couple of fantastic books, one by Andrew Roberts and one by Jim Collins. So a history book and a business book. And because our brains are kind of pattern recognition machines, it's extraordinary how if we're reading a couple of things together, we make connections that we otherwise wouldn't made. We bring the thing we're reading into our life. And what I was going to say, it's... As I record this, it's the 9th of December, so maybe you've got space on your Christmas list. And what I would really recommend, if you tend to read business books, for example, I'd really recommend you pick up a history book or a biography. I mean, biographies are fantastic because you get not only information about, you know, great men and women, but you also tend to get the history kind of comes along for the ride, which can be really good. I'm thinking particularly of the Ben Franklin biography that Walter Isaacson wrote. I've got on my Christmas list this year A Life in Parts by Bryan Cranston, which is supposed to be amazing. And he, again, is a really interesting, you know, it's not history, but he's a really, really interesting figure, I think. The way he's harnessed his creativity and made it into a business is fantastic. Anyway, my point is that maybe there's an opportunity at Christmas while you're not working to stretch. And I'm definitely going to be stretching. I've got quite a few books on my list this year. Stretch in a different direction and read across genres. I think people who do business across genres tend to be better business people, and their businesses tend to be less fragile. So that's my quick recommendation for you. And now I'm going to go off and have lunch and then sit down with my book. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.